Welcome to the Sunday morning broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Follow his moving. heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow down before him. What a mighty God my Jesus is.
One more time.
What a mighty God Jesus is. What a mighty God my Jesus is. Heaven and earth adore him. Angels bow down before him. What a mighty God my Jesus is.
That the Lord has made. I will rejoice.
I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. Page 68. I will celebrate. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. I will celebrate, sing unto the Lord, sing to the Lord a new song. With my heart rejoicing within, with my mind focused on
everybody. So my husband tells me this morning, are you ready to go up? I would love to say my response was, praise God, yeah. No, that was not my response, just so you know. It was more of, oh man. Not necessarily those words, but praise God. You know, we had soccer games yesterday. Raylan played, Riley played, and as I watched, after Philip told me that I was coming up this morning, I was thinking about the soccer games that we watched. I watched these children, and they just play hard. It's hot. It's sunny. It's just miserable out there. So you have them falling over themselves. They're sweating. They're hot. But when they fall, you don't see them defeated or deflated. So I thought about it, and I thought about my life, and one of, do we let our mistakes defeat us and define us? I know for me that I have, that I've dwelt in that mistake, or I've dwelt in that wrong thing I said, and I've let it define me and defeat me. But that doesn't have to be my testimony. I can yet choose to put those things off and walk forward in the grace, go to the Lord in humility and ask for his forgiveness. I mean, we've been reading through David, and you see where David was brought to account, and his wasn't one of, oh man, I screwed up again, which is all too often where I am. It was one of, Lord, created me a clean heart. You see a humility and a longing to please the Lord in David that I myself want to walk in. So my question for you is that longing to please the Lord and walk in him, is that your longing? That's it for me this morning.
Heart. Pleased to hear my wife this morning preach. That was awesome. I'm glad she came up here. And she did just that, something that she really didn't want to do. However, she did. Okay. And I kind of just want to, I guess, hit on that a bit. Because, you know, And stepping out in faith and believing God is just actually doing just that. It's that situation that is too big, it's too impossible, it's too big for you altogether. Well, you know, it's not too big for the Lord. And see, you can choose to step out and believe Him. You can say you believe Him all day long. But if you don't step out and choose to do that which He has asked you to do, because of fear, because of inadequacy, because of whatever the case may be, you're not believing Him. You're not believing that He is well able. I mean, we're His body. Look, He gave the power to who? Us. We're to be walking in what? His stead. But if we're not going to go out and believe Him and walk in His stead, what good are we to others? We're not. You know, I look at going out. And man, we have obtained great love from the Lord. He has moved in our lives mightily. Mightily. And I look at the Great Commission as this going out and preaching the gospel, sharing that love with others, sharing that eternal life that He has shed His blood for, to give unto others and us. He's paid that price. That is the thing we ought to be sharing. Really is. But I want to go through some things because it's interesting, you know, in Romans 5, and I'm going to hit up Romans 5. I'm probably going to go to 1 Timothy. I'm probably going to go a bunch of other places. And I'm turning there right now. And I hope you mentioned David there. And one of the things that was manifested through David, one of the biggest things that I believe was manifested through David was the gospel of Jesus Christ. I mean, if you see it, I mean, and I forget which psalm it is, but it is prophecy of the Lord being up on that cross. And the Lord revealed that unto David. And that was the only way that David could get back up and become king again after what he had done. And what was manifested in that, was the gospel of Jesus Christ. Manifested the gospel. Now, but I want to go because we run into all kinds of situations. So I'm looking here at Linda, and you know, I know that she's got some things she's facing. I know that we all got some things that we are facing in one shape, form, or another. And I'm really trying to find Romans. I think I might just use my phone here. But one of the things is, and this past week I faced quite a bit of, let me use that word, I guess, tribulation. And that's really where I'm going with this. Get the online here. I think it's Romans 5. Romans 5 or 4. It's Romans 5 is what it is. And even Romans 4 has got some good stuff in there about talking about Abraham staggered not at the promises of God. Where he believed God is exactly what we were talking about just then. But I want to go to Romans 5 and verse 1. And it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. And that tribulation, and he's talking about glorying in the tribulation, and how you it worketh patience, and patient experience, and experience hope. And hope maketh not ashamed. Now see, when you put your faith in everything else but the Lord, you see time and time again where it's let down time and time and time and time again. But see, when you stand in His faith that He's given to you, that hope is made not ashamed. Make it not ashamed at all. And I tell you, this past week in my work week, man, we've had great tribulations through there. We have one of my top guys who did not quit showing up. The schedule was absolutely messed up. Short-handed, beyond belief, inventory week. I mean, it looked like a disaster is what it looked like. But what I seen in the midst of it, it was not something where it defeated me at all. Okay, and the reason why I say it did not defeat me at all, because all I've seen was nothing but growth go through that whole shop in the midst of that trialing time for every single buddy in there. It's not like, oh joy, I can't wait to be shorthanded next week and these things happen again. No, it's not. That's not what I'm saying, but this is the case that happened. And as I just lifted these things up unto Him, what I've seen was nothing but opportunity come about over and over and over again for people to grow right there in the business. And it was an amazing thing. And you see relationships get strengthened. You see the thing which I was actually suggested to go do come about in the midst of this week. I was waiting for the perfect opportunity and it happened. But what I seen was the gospel being manifested in the midst of it right there in my workplace. And an opportunity to share God's grace and His mercy right there to others. And to the one that didn't show up and the one that had some serious things go down in his life, the gospel was yet manifested unto him. And I praise God for that opportunity. But see, none of that would have happened if that trialing time never came. I mean, and if you take a look at the back onto Scripture and you take a look at the examples of the power of God move, it was underneath extraordinary circumstances. The Red Sea, people outnumbered. It was under those situations where it was a trialing switch situation. But what happened was God's power was manifested in a mighty, mighty way. Why? So that others can know the true God. And it's the same in our lives. We have that opportunity. And as that tribulation comes about, it's opportunity for the gospel to be manifested. And for opportunity for people to make a choice whether to receive that or to reject that. Either way, praise God, because the gospel is manifested. Now, I don't know about you, but one of the things is I want to be a part of God's plan. He has a plan, and we're invited to be a part of it. He has an army, a body, and we are invited to be a part of it. And I want to be a part of that body, of His body. Now, the other place, how we get to that place, it's a very, very simple thing to do. It's really just, you make a choice to serve Him. Hope, once again, was talking about what did David do? He was longing to please the Lord. He didn't let the mistake define him. He didn't let that fall define him. It just defined him. If it defined him in anything else, in anything at all, was just the power of the gospel is what it defined. It showed the true mercies of God was manifested. So praise God. And what did David do? He just chose to go to him. And he also chose, when the Lord showed it to him, to believe him for that mercy and that grace and that covering. So I want to go to 1 Timothy, and I might need to use my phone because me finding it, it's like a needle in a haystack. I don't know why. No, wait. It's 2 Timothy. And I'm there. Praise God. Well, I want to go to 2 Timothy chapter 2. And it says, "Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men, who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangleth himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." First thing that is directed in that is to what? Be strong in the grace that is where? In Christ Jesus. That is in Christ Jesus. The grace. Okay? That gift. It's not something that's earned. That gift that he's given to us. Be strong in that. And he says, "Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No man that warreth entangle himself with the affairs of this life, that he may please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier." Look, the Lord's called every believer. He's called every single one of you. Now, whether you take that call or not, that's up to you. That's a choice you make. But he's called every single one of us who believe in him to be his soldier. But how you do it is you don't have your focus on the things of this world. You don't have your focus on the things that are about what you want. What your lust desires and what you're about. No, your focus is on him. What is one of the commandments? Love God, love one another. He's shown to us, he's loved us. He's proven himself to us time and time and time again. Actively in our lives, and he proved it up there on the cross. I mean, he took a beating for us. He laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for him. That's what we ought to do. And what you become about is you become about him, what he wants. See, that love is an agape love. That isn't that you make me feel good, I make you feel good, that philios love. No. I love that song, that Don Francisco song, where he's talking about love is not a feeling, it's an act of your will. You choose to prefer God and to serve him over your own desires. I was talking with Briley in the pool the other day, and we were talking about going in. We were holding our breath, seeing how long we can swim. One of the things is, she goes, I'm not ready to go as far as you can, Dad. I said, no, but you're not, that's not, you're not competing with me. All right? You're not competing with me, you're competing with yourself. Okay, you're competing with yourself. And that's it for kind of like life in that sense. I mean, but the biggest thing that gets in our way is our own lust, our own desires, our own will. It gets in the way of serving the Lord. I mean, man, we could sure throw a blame stick out there on others though, man, can't we? Oh my goodness, we can justify ourselves up and down why we can't believe God and do what He wants us to do. I mean, we can come up with every excuse under the sun. It is human nature, I'm telling you. It's amazing how easily and quickly we can justify ourselves and not simply obeying Him. It's amazing. I laugh at myself in this. I mean, I chuckle some of the things I tell myself. I'm like, are you serious right now? And then I laugh and chuckle at when I get it, when I hear it come from others as well. Are you serious right now? Just like Him. But it's the truth. Put Him first. And see, that's where your joy becomes full. I mean, when you're chasing after your own things, your own lust, your own will, your all these things, man, I'm telling you, man, there is just, oh, it's no end to it. It's never satisfying. Ever satisfying. I mean, it just leaves a bigger and bigger and bigger hole than you can imagine. Let Jesus fill that hole, amen. Let Jesus fill that hole. Let Him be your everything. Be about Him in all things. And when that tribulation and that trial comes, you can stand from a standpoint of, oh man, crap, son of a... to a place of, wow, I wonder what the Lord is able to do here. I wonder how His gospel is going to be manifested here. I wonder how His power is going to be manifested here. See, that's why Paul can glory in those tribulations. That's why that hope maketh not ashamed. I mean, you can see Paul. I mean, man, he was beat, thrown in prison. Time again, man. And what'd you see? The power of God manifested. Peter, power of God manifested. So without a shadow of a doubt, people can see the one true God, Jesus. And they have that opportunity to make that choice. To get on board of that same plan that we're on. But see, if you're entangled in the affairs of this life, you're going to be so wrapped around what you got going on and how it's all about you and how it's affecting you that you'll never see to even open your mouth about Jesus and how good He is. Or may not even see the power being manifested around you in the midst of it. The other thing that happens in the tribulation that happens to us is because of our own doing, which is most of the time. But what does the scripture say? Submit yourselves unto God, resist the devil, and what? He shall flee. He shall flee. Because Jesus Christ, when He gave you, when you're in His body, He gave you that covering. He gave you that righteousness of God. He covered you. When He did that, when the devil comes at you, he don't see you. No, he sees Jesus and he runs. He runs. He runs. Just choose to abide in him. It's simple. He's given you that. Don't let anything take that away from you. Don't let that old man try to rob you of that gift. Don't let the things of this world rob you of that gift. Don't let fear rob you of that gift. Don't let no man rob you of that gift. Oh man, is he well able. He's well able. And you can trust him in any situation. And you can believe him in any situation. And you can submit unto him in any situation. Seek the Lord. Seek and ye shall find. That's what the scripture says, doesn't it? Do you want to know the will of God? Do you want to know how you're fit into his body? Do you want to know his direction for you in your life, in your situation right now? Seek him. He'll open up. And the body is not alone. It relies on one another, doesn't it? Well, how do we find that direction? Into his body. The other people that he's put in his body gives you that direction. It all comes down. Jesus is the head. And it all comes down the line. It all fits together. All you have to do is listen. Hear. I don't want the enemy robbing me of his victory. I don't want the enemy robbing you of his victory. But the Lord is good and we can trust him. And we have an opportunity. This life ain't but a vapor, folks. One thing I've learned through this past times is you can seek all this stuff out here in this world all you want, but it's going to vanish away. It's going to go away. You're not going to be able to take it with you. Not a one thing with you. But what the Lord gives you, that's internal. And that does not go away. His faith, he gives you. His love, he gives you. His Holy Spirit, he gives you. He gives you it all. And you can have it. You just choose to agree with him. You believe him. You grab a hold of it and be about him. Lay all that other stuff down. Before you can pick up that good things, all the good things he has for you, you got to lay all that crappy stuff you have in your hands down. So lay it down. Cast off all that old stuff. Grab onto what he's given you, that last eternal. And if you haven't been submitting unto him, and if you haven't been going forward in him, and if you have been rejecting him and rejecting that thing that he has for you, that can stop right now. That can stop today. Just repent like David did. We have a perfect story, an example. Lord, created me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. We have that opportunity right now. And it really doesn't matter who you are, where you've been. None of that matters. None of it. He is well able. He is well able. So let's take those good things of Him. Let's believe Him and obey Him. And let's just rejoice at the wonderful works that He has done. And the wonderful works that He is going to do. Amen. So don't let fear, don't let your mistakes, don't let any of those things hold you back anymore. Go out and believe God and serve Him. And let that joy be full in you. I don't care how big the situation is, and I don't care what situation you're in is. He's bigger than all that, and He's well able.
Clean heart, oh God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, oh. Restore.
Praise God. There's one more thing I wanted to say, and that is the being strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. That grace, when Jesus Christ paid the price for all of our sin, He paid the price for the past, the present, and the future. And that's how Timothy could be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. He could be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus for today. You can be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus today, because He paid the price for you today. He won that victory for you today. And every day. So let's take a hold of that victory. Let's take a hold of that grace. And let's go forward in it. And let's be strong in it ourselves. Amen. Amen. Because He's given it to all of you as well.
Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that He can stand against the devil. For ye know it's not flesh and blood that she wrestles. Strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that He can stand against the devil. For ye know it's not flesh and blood that she wrestles. Again. Put on the whole armor of God that He can stand against the devil. For ye know it's not flesh and blood that she wrestles. Brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of His might.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.